Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. If you've got an idea for an event, perhaps you need to keep it free initially just to make sure you gain that credibility, create a community, and then charge, but be transparent about how you charge and where that money's going. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention DoorDevil. You know what? I need to mention DoorDevil. I need to mention DoorDevil to you. It's not just a want, it's a need, because you need this. DoorDevil, quite simply, defends your home against kick-in burglary attacks. They happen frequently. There are 1.4 million homes that are broken into every year, and a lot of them are done through kick-ins. If you've got a home security system, then props to you. I'm glad you've got that, and that's important. But it doesn't prevent the bad people from kicking in your door, whether it's your front door, your back door, your side door. You need something like the DoorDevil. And DoorDevil is the best in the business when it comes to providing proof that it works. You can go to DoorDevil.com and even watch a video with Terry Bradshaw talking about it, and you can see how it works. It's a very simple product to install, but if you're not into that, then you can just hire a handy person and they can install it for you. Very simple. Put it inside the door frame of your front door, your back door, every door you have, and you can defend your home against the kick-in burglary attacks. It's needed. In addition, this is my brother's company, so it's near and dear to my heart. And because it's my brother's company, I'm able to offer you an exclusive discount because he was so kind to do so. You can go when you check out your purchase at DoorDevil.com, and there's going to be a little field. You enter the word best ever, no space, just one word, best, BESTEVER, and you'll get a 20% discount on your purchase. So go to DoorDevil.com, go buy it, enter best ever, and secure your home against kick-in burglary attacks. There are so many testimonials on the website. You can read them from police officers, from a woman who is being, her house is being attacked from an enraged ex-husband, and the DoorDevil defended that attack. He didn't get in. There's like 20 different testimonials from police officers on the DoorDevil. Go buy it. Defend your home against burglary kick-in attacks. Go to DoorDevil.com and enter the word best ever whenever you check out. and you'll get 20% off on your purchase.
Best Ever listeners, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluff. We don't talk about that fluff. We only talk, unless we're mentioning that we don't have it, then we talk about it. We only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. And today's Friday. Happy Friday. We're going to do Follow Along Friday. Here's what I got going on. And by the way, today for me is Wednesday. So I'm going to talk about some of the things I'm doing this Friday and Saturday because it hasn't happened in my world. You're listening to me and you're in the future. I'm in the past. Nonetheless, this is going to be relevant. So Follow Along Friday is all about what I have got going on this week up until the point I'm recording and the lessons that I've learned along the way as they can be related to your real estate investing business. Number one lesson I learned, I have seen that offering a free event for people does get a lot of, and this is so obvious, I know, but I had to experience it myself, does you get a lot of commitments to attend on eBrite, but those commitments are less likely to actually attend. Whereas if you charge something, then you'll get less commitments, but those people who commit actually do attend because they have a vested interest. And I realized that, and I've updated my Cincinnati Mastermind so that it costs a whopping $2.50 to attend, plus Eventbrite fees, I think, are like $1.33, something like that. So in total, like $3, $4 to attend. And I did that because I had so many people who were RSVPing and then last minute, hey, you can give my ticket away to someone else. Well, the venue only holds a certain amount of people and I wasn't able to, you know, fill those spots for people who actually wanted to attend and people who weren't signing up because they thought it was sold out and then people don't show up. I fixed that, and I'm happy to say that this paid option for like $3 is much better. And by the way, I told everyone who signs up, I'm donating 10% to charity, and the 90% we're going to reinvest back into the community, whether that's in raffle prizes or pizza or I don't know, whatever, happy hour. So it's been well received, and I've actually seen the same amount of people sign up for this in-person event, and now I have a commitment from them of a whopping $3 or $4. So if you've got an idea for an event, perhaps you need to keep it free initially just to make sure you gain that credibility, create a community, and then charge, but be transparent about how you charge and where that money's going, if it is going towards your bank account or if it's going towards being reinvested back into the group like I'm doing, or if it's going towards charity, which a portion of that is what our fee is going towards too. So if for anyone wanting to do an event, there's your tip. Make it paid and you don't have to charge a whole lot. Just have some sort of financial commitment that they have to bring to the table to attend. My book is coming out on June the 25th. It is officially with the publisher. I've been talking about this for a little while, and it is the first book that I have ever published, and so that's why it's taken so long. A lot of learning experiences. One of them is that it takes about 45 days from the time you send it to the publisher to actually publish it. That's something I thought, well, you just send it to them, and then, you know, a week later, there's your book. And you got all the books and you go on Amazon, not so much. Takes a while. In addition to that, I wanted to wait and get a lot of quotes and testimonials, both quotes from high-profile people like Barbara Corcoran, and she ended up giving the money quote that's going to be plastered on the cover of the book, and then testimonials from you, the best ever listeners, and got a whole lot of testimonials. If you submitted a testimonial, then it is in the book. You are going to be famous. You're going to be associated to all the good stuff that the book is going to generate. And I'm glad that I was, you know, able to do that. And I appreciate you sending a testimonial, taking time out of your day to write something and send it to me. If you haven't yet, well, you'll have to wait till volume 2 comes out, because this book is now with the publisher, so no need to email me a testimonial. However, I would really appreciate if you help me out on the iTunes ranking or the iTunes review and do a 5-star review and write something nice, assuming that it's you want to do, that you think I deserve a 5-star review and you think I deserve something nice. That would be really helpful, because I'm trying to get to 300 reviews by the end of this month. On the investing side, I'm headed to Dallas in about 4 hours for two reasons. I'm going there because I'm closing on a 320-unit property in about two to three weeks. And then the second reason is that my brother got a promotion in the Army, and he's now going to command a squadron at Fort Hood. So he's going to be officially recognized and transitioned into that role. So there's going to be a big old ceremony, and it's a huge deal for him, and it's a huge deal for our family, because it's well-deserved. He's someone who did not drink until he was 21 years old because it was illegal. That's the type of person he is. I'll admit, I did drink before I was 21. So, I mean, he went to West Point, just an upstanding guy, and I'm looking forward to celebrating this big promotion with him this weekend. And then, as I mentioned, I'm going down there to visit the property that we're closing on. I'm meeting with two investors / business partners / clients. They're clients of mine. They're investing with me. And then they also are going to be on the general partnership side with me on either current deals or future deals. So I'm meeting with them, talking to them, getting to just know them even more than what we know now about each other, and then showing them the property and having lunch and kind of hanging out. So it's going to be a business trip. It's going to be a hang out with the family trip, honor my brother trip. And I'm really excited about being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and seeing everyone, seeing my family. This will be a quick trip, so I won't be able to see, I don't think, any of my buddies, but it would be more of a business trip and family trip. Another thing is the website launched, joefairless.com. Go check it out, because now you can search based on the type of topic you're interested in. Have you ever listened to my show, or any other podcast for that matter, gone to anybody's site and be like, okay, they've got all this content, but I just want to learn about multifamily or hotels or fix and flipping or wholesaling or creative financing? Well, now you can go to joefairless.com, click on the Best Ever Show, and it's a drop-down menu, and every single episode within each of those categories is right there for you to listen to. It's amazing, and that's the primary reason why we did a refreshed website. Additionally, if you are wanting to connect with a best ever guest who is in your area, well, we've got something for you. Wouldn't that be awesome to connect with a best ever guest who lives close by, and you'd be like, hey, I heard you on Joe Fairless's podcast, I'd love to buy you coffee or whatever. Well, now you can, because when you go to the website, joefairless.com, click on the Best Ever Show, there's going to be a map, and just look where you live, click where you live, and you'll see the people who I've interviewed who you can reach out to and connect with. It's a really, really good feature in the site, because now you're going to be able to easily see who I've interviewed, who's in your area, and then have a very relevant way of introducing yourself because you heard them on the podcast and you wanted to learn more. And, we interview the best of the best people and investors and real estate professionals. So these are people that I recommend that you reach out to. And then in addition to that, when I was looking at the map, I noticed that I've interviewed people not only in the United States, not only Canada, but all across the world. So if you are listening, and we have a lot of international listeners, if you are listening internationally, then go check out your country and your city, because you might just find someone I've interviewed from your city, because I've not only interviewed real estate investors from the U.S., but real estate investors who are based all over the world. That's what I got for you today. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow with Situation Saturday. Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289, his company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the seven biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever.